Santa Rosa City Council had their meeting yesterday on a variety of topics, and joining us on the KSRO live line is the Vice Mayor, Chris Rogers. Thanks so much for being with us this morning, Chris.
Morning, Michelle. How's it going?
Good. So let's talk a little bit about the Kiwanis Springs apartment complex and what happened there, developments.
Yeah, so last night the City Council moved forward with granting what we had was a little sliver of land that cut off the corner of a proposed apartment complex right there on Kiwanis Springs. We moved forward with turning that over to the developer, selling it to the developer, so that they can move forward on a 120 apartment unit complex that will have some affordable and extremely low income units for folks here in Santa Rosa. So really not a big discussion from the council. It seems pretty appropriate given that the land wasn't slated for anything. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll see some apartment complex movement.
Yes, a little bit of relief in the housing sector would be fantastic. Now, Santa Rosa...
Yeah, we're actually... I was going to say, Michelle, we also got an update on some of our policies that have been working their way through on housing, trying to figure out how we get that relief. And we heard that the auxiliary dwelling unit or granny unit policy that we passed earlier this year has seen about a 700% increase in uptick in creation of secondary units throughout Santa Rosa. That was a really good update as well.
Yeah, that is very good. That means potentially we've got a lot more coming in terms of granny units available. That's great. Santa Rosa celebrating a huge milestone coming up, our sesquicentennial. Say that 150 times fast. So how is the city involved in the celebration?
Yeah, it has been a really good collaboration between the city, the local Chamber of Commerce, and then volunteers who have put in their time to really plan what's going to be, I think, a spectacular event on September 8th in the square. I know you'll be there too, right,
yep,
Michelle?
I definitely will be.
And along with a couple of guests and some music and some good times, we will also be burying a time capsule that will be in the ground in the square for 50 years, and then will be opened at the same time as a 100-year time capsule that has currently been in the ground for 50 years.
Cool.
So really looking forward to what people decide to put in there and things that really represent Santa Rosa as it is today.
And was there some more funding made available for the sesquicentennial celebration?
Yep, we give it the final push that it's going to need to get over the finish line. I'm really looking forward to the event.
That'll be so much fun. So September 8th, it's a free event. We want everybody to come out and enjoy lots of entertainment, lots of things for families to do, and some great history to celebrate, too. There was some legislation in Sacramento that you wanted to bring up here in our conversation today.
Well, yeah, we are approaching the final 2 weeks of session, or we are in the final 2 weeks of session. We are, in particular, watching what's happening with the conference committee around fire recovery bills. Mm-hmm. I really try to just make a final push to ensure that our people are made whole from last October's fires, as well as trying to get some form of meaningful insurance reform or safety reform as well. The city council has a subcommittee that's been working on this. We'll be going down to San Diego in the next couple of weeks to tour San Diego Gas and Electric, which is the state-of-the-art facility for combating and preparing for wildfires, and taking what we learned there and bringing it up here. So we're watching pretty closely what's happening in Sacramento as last-minute bills get pushed through. And I know our delegation, Senator McGuire and Assemblymember Wood, are working their tails off trying to get things done within the next couple of days.
That's good. Yeah. And very much needed. We've all been keeping an eye on that to make sure that, especially for us here, as we're recovering for our neighbors and friends to the north who are dealing with the ranch fire and the river fire, this is so important. So I'm glad that
absolutely.
You brought it up. And then I'm also glad you brought up Senator Mike McGuire, because I hear that you were robbed of the title of championship pie eater at his fundraiser on Sunday.
You know, one of the things that I learned a long time ago is sometimes if you do things well, they'll keep making you do it. I'm not sure having to eat the pie year in and year out was going to be good for me anyway. I think Herman G. can have that title.
Good. But do you still have any pie remnants still left over? Because I hear you have to eat that, right, without your hands.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I still have some up my nose. And it was delicious cherry pie, at least from Santa Rosa, but still have some up my nose, I think.
Oh my goodness! All right, well, we'll let you work on getting that out of your system. Noble Folk actually were the people who did that pie. I actually helped with some of the senator's fundraisers, so I was there on hand. I didn't get a chance to talk with you, but I was cheering you on in the crowd as you were doing that championship pie eatings. So thanks so much for being there.
Absolutely.
We'll talk with you again soon. That is Vice Mayor Chris Rogers from the Santa Rosa City Council.